live. Good afternoon, folks. You are tuned in to Friday Vibes with your local Army paratrooper, Big Sarge, on HEC's own Hawk Radio here in Ybor City, Florida. This was a long and eventful couple weeks. I see people going through what I call the election time hangover. Anybody who knows me personally know that I'm not the biggest fan of politics because I struggle with the amount of division that it causes, even within families. Now that the results are in, I pray that we can start working on breaking some of these barriers that divide us during the election season and concentrate on my favorite time of year with the holiday season, folks. We got Thanksgiving coming up this month, followed by Christmas next month. And then my all-time favorite holiday, New Year. I just love New Year's. I get to assess the previous year and then attack the next year with all kind of goals and everything else I got going on. So now it's time for I Got That Feeling by Black Eyed Peas.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's the night. Let's live it up. I got my money. Let's spin it up. Go out and smash it. Like, oh my God. Jump off that sofa. Let's kick it off. Fill up my cup, Mazel Tov. Look at her dancing, just take it off. Let's paint the town, we'll shut it down. Let's burn the roof,
and then we'll do it again.
Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. And do it, and do it,
let's live it up.
And do it, and do it, and do it, do it, do it. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. Cause I got a feeling, ooh, that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling, ooh, that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's the night.
Hey,
let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
Hey,
let's spin it up.
Let's spin it up.
Go out and smash it.
Smash it.
Like, oh my God.
Like, oh my God.
Jump out that sofa.
Come on.
Let's get off. Fill up my cup.
Drink.
Mazel Tov. Look at her dancing.
Move it, move it.
Just take it off. Let's paint the town.
Paint the town.
We'll shut it down.
Shut it down.
Let's burn the roof.
And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. And do it. And do it. Let's live it up. And do it. And do it. And do it. Do it. Do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Here we come. Here we go. We gotta rock. Easy.
Tonight's gonna be a good, good night. That was I Got That Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas. For those of you just tuning in, you listen to Friday Vibes with your local Army paratrooper, Big Sarge, on HEC's own Hawk Radio here in Ybor City, Florida. We've had a very eventful couple of months with the weather and elections, and we're finally trying to get back on track. Here are a few things coming up on the HEC weekly calendar. Tonight at 7:30 p.m., Marco Tapchi, a renowned classical guitarist born into a musical family in Ukraine in 1991, has garnered widespread acclaim for his exceptional talent and numerous competition victories, with over 100 awards in an international classical guitar competition. Marco has established himself as one of a kind musician in the classical guitar world. This will be in the YPA building in the main stage theater at 7:30 p.m. That's something that you want to attend, folks. It sounds like a great time. On Monday, 18 November, Ybor City Campus SGA hosts a showing award-winning film, Killers of the Flower Moon. This will be in the Ybor building in the Ybor room from 12:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. This event is free for students. For any details, contact Tamika Francis. Also on Monday, 18 November, join a free community dance class. Go in there and get your Chris Brown on. Everybody is welcome. Don't worry, no previous dance experience is required. This will be in the YCDC room on the second floor in the dance studio at 6:30 p.m. This is free for students, faculty, staff, and the community. So come on out, folks. Go in there and get your Chris Brown on or whoever you know that dances well. They're going to make sure you track it. We got a lot of the holidays coming up, so you can get your moves down before you have your holiday parties coming up. Thanksgiving, I don't know too many Thanksgiving parties, but some people just like to party, so they might have one. Christmas time, usually that spirit comes around. And New Year's, I know you're going to get out there and dance and shake a tail feather on New Year's, so go in there and learn how to dance. Also, the student feedback period for your courses you are enrolled in this term are now open. The student feedback of teaching faculty is an important part of ensuring that Hillsborough Community College provides effective instructions. When you log into Canvas, you'll be prompted to complete any student evaluations available. It should pop right up. I'm already done with mine, but it should pop right up. So that way you don't even have to find it. You just click them, knock it out. Each survey you can probably do in less than 5 minutes on each one. Some of them even faster than that. The evaluation period will be open for 2 weeks. One of them's already down. During the first week, you have an option of completing the survey. It'll let you get an option. The second one, the option time goes away. So go ahead and complete them, and then you don't even have to worry about it anymore. So in 5 minutes, it won't take you long. So just knock it out. It's your opinion. You can't get it wrong. You can't have a wrong opinion. Just go in there and just give your faculty in your classes an honest assessment. All right, taking us in a break is going to be Apologize by Timbaland, featuring One Republic.
I'm holding on your rope, got me 10 feet off the ground. And I'm hearing what you say, but I just can't make you sound. You tell me that you need me, then you go and cut me down. But wait, tell me that you're sorry. Didn't think I'd turn around and say that it's too late. Apologize.
Apologize by Timbaland. Welcome back, folks. For those of you tuning in, you listen to Friday Vibes with your local Army paratrooper, Big Sarge, on HCC's on Hawk Radio here in Ybor City, Florida. It's time to separate truth from the tales with myth or fact, where science take the stage. Science is all around us, but sometimes myths sneaking away into what we believe. Today, we're diving into some popular science myths and find out, are they true? Are they total or are they total fiction? Grab your goggles because things are about to get experimental. Before we get started, I want to make sure that you know the source of this information came from the Harbor Health Publishing, Scientific American, and the National Institute of Arthritis and Musculoskeletal and Skin Disease, also known as NIAMS. All right. So let's get into the first topic. We're talking about your brain. All right. It always says that we use 10% of our brain. Do you think this is true? Does the rest of your brain just sit there twiddling its neurons? What do y'all think? I'll give y'all a second. It's false, folks. The brain scans show that virtually all parts of the brain are active at some point, even when we're resting or daydreaming. Evolution wouldn't keep us such an energy-draining organ if 90% of it was just along for the ride. Fun fact, folks, even during your sleep, your brain is hard at work consolidating memories and processing information. So the next time somebody tell you that we use only 10% of our brain, you will know that that is false, all right? So just know that. Okay, the next one. Is cracking your knuckles causes arthritis? I remember all my teachers used to say this because I crack mine often and it feels good when I do. But let's find out if it's fact or fiction. Okay. Is this the reason your parents always scolded you for cracking your knuckles? Let's find out. False. It does not cause arthritis. Studies show No link between knuckle cracking and arthritis. The sounds come from gas bubbles bursting fluid into your joints, not damage to your bones. A fun fact, one scientist cracked his knuckles on his left hand daily for 60 years to prove this myth was wrong. His right hand remained uncracked, and both were arthritis-free. Wow, 60 years, I must say, that's some serious determination right there, because I probably would have been over it after the first year. Like, that's too much data, but he was so determined to crack that myth. I think he deserves me to repeat this, that it doesn't cause arthritis, because he dedicated three 20-year retirements to making sure somebody know that this myth was wrong. So I'm passing on, and now I feel like I have a duty to find out his actual name. So after this, when I get done with this, I'm gonna find out the name of the person that actually did this for 6 years, because it should be some type of award in itself. All right, the next thing we're gonna get on, you can see the Great Wall of China from space. Now I would think this is true. Let's see what it is. Is the Great Wall of China really visible for astronauts with the naked eye? Is it true or false, folks? What do you think? And that's false. While the Great Wall is incredibly long, it's too narrow to be seen unaided from space. Astronauts confirm it blends in with the landscape. So that is false, folks. What you can see from space are city lights, large highways, and big natural features like rivers and deserts. So the next time somebody says that, that's something I actually used to say quite often, is that's false. You can't see it from space with the naked eye. All right, it's too thin, folks. Long enough, but too thin. But I must say, that is a wonderful place to visit. It's something, you know, you can visit, because that's an amazing, amazing feature in itself. All right, the next myth we're getting into, well, it could be a fact. We don't know. We'll see. Water conducts electricity. Now, I've seen that before. How is this even on here? Let's find out. Is it true? Does water conduct electricity? It says partly true, and let's get into why, folks. Pure water does not conduct electricity because it lacks the ions. It's the impurities like minerals, salt in most water sources that make it conductive. So basically it's saying, this is the fun fact. That's why distilled water is used in some labs and equipment. It doesn't conduct electricity. Now that's something I really didn't know. So it's basically saying things in the water make it conduct it, so it makes it look like it's the water conducting it, but it's actually the minerals and things that are in the water. So I didn't know that. So, now there's another one that I'd like to use on my head too, but it's talking about on your face. Shaving makes hair grow back thicker and darker. I can already tell you this is false, because I shave my head every day, and sometimes, like when I have a lot of time off and I don't shave it, I'm still bald up there. So I already know the answer to this, but I'll see what it says. It's false. All right. Shaving cuts hair at the surface, leaving a blunt tip that can feel coarser, but it doesn't change the thickness or the color of the hair. Fun fact, hair growth is determined by genetics and hormones, not razors. So that's not going to work. And I can tell you, I actually think I went bald from shaving it off, because on deployments, I didn't want to have to deal with finding a barber or getting my hair cut. So I just used to shave it bald, so I didn't have to worry about it. And then when I came back off my deployment, my sister was like, "You're thinning, aren't you?" And I was like, "Oh, it just take a little while to grow back." And then she looked at me with a face and said, "It's been 3 months." So I was like, "Oh, man." So I guess I was officially, that's when I found out, when I got back from Afghanistan in 2013, I found out that I am officially bald on the top. So I just kept it bald and then grew it. And now that I retired, got the beard with it, I like it, actually. All right, the next thing we're getting into, Humans have 5 senses. Think that's true? All right, yeah, sight, hearing, touch, taste, smell. What the heck? Says false. In addition to the 5 basic senses, humans have other senses like, oh man, I gotta pronounce this word. Proprioception. I got it. Got it, folks. First try. And what that means is sense of the body position. Thermoception, which is temperature. And nociception. Pain. In total, scientists estimate we have over 20 senses. Didn't know that. Fun for ever felt dizzy? That's your vestibular sense, which helps with balance. Okay. I guess I learned something with that, because I definitely didn't know we had 20 senses, but, I guess that's why they're smart. All right, now it's time for another break. We got, taking us in the break, is going to be Lenny Kravitz with Fly Away.
I wish that I could fly into the sky, so very high, just like a dragonfly. I fly above the trees, over the seas, in all the degrees, to anywhere I please.
By Lenny Kravitz. You, and for those of you tuning in, You're listening to Friday Vibes with your local Army paratrooper, Big Sarge, on HTC's own Hot Radio here in Ybor City, Florida. In this segment, we're going to get into some exciting events happening in Tampa, Florida this weekend. All right, let's start with tonight. We have the Winter Wonder Wharf of Sparkman Wharf. Join us for the most magical waterfront holiday event in Tampa. During Winter Wonder Wharf, Sparkman Wharf will be transformed into a dazzling winter wonderland with 30-foot Christmas tree, colorful holiday lights, and iconic Tampa sign all decked out for the season. And yes, there will be snow in Florida. Join us for the most magical waterfront holiday event in Tampa. During Winter Wonderland, Sparkman Wharf will be a dazzling, wonderful 30-foot Christmas tree decked out with lights, iconic Tampa sign, all decked out for the season. Bring the whole family for visits with Santa and his elves. Capture the perfect holiday photo and enjoy a night packed with jaw-dropping entertainment. We got a live DJ to keep us the holiday tunes flowing. Spectacular LED drummer lights, and they light up in the night. An incredible ice skating act, show-dropping rocket-style performers, electrifying dancers, mesmerizing aerial artists, soaring high above. And don't miss the Christmas tree lighting ceremony at 7 p.m. sharp. Don't be late, folks. That's that big 30-foot Christmas tree I was talking about earlier. And they say it's a life in a breathtaking display. They work really hard on this. While you're there, indulge in delicious bites of festival drinks available for purchase at Sparkman Wharf. Incredible selection of restaurants, dining, garden spots, and the cozy Lighthouse Beer Garden. Winter Wonder Wharf is free and open to the public. So grab your family and your friends and get ready to kick off the holiday season in style. Now that sounds like a good time, especially they speak in my favorite language and they start talking about free. So you might want to check that out, folks. They work real hard on it. You deserve it. Also, tonight there'll be the Friday night meltdown at Advent Health Ice Center. Public ice skating sessions will have a live DJ and lights in Wesley Chapel from 7:45 to 9:45 p.m. So roughly about 2 hours, all right? And then How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the musical at the Star Center. All right, I've been there. It's nice in there. So that musical is tonight, and it has a holiday theme, and it starts at 8 p.m. sharp. So go ahead and check that out, folks. That one is not free, but it's probably a good time. Now we're moving on to Saturday. They had the Big Bounce America in Zephyr Hills, a chance to experience the world's largest bounce house and other inflatable attractions all day. Now, this attraction is humongous. And in case you didn't miss it, like I said earlier, the biggest in the world. And it's fun for all ages. I looked at the map for it, and It just was amazing to me how much landmass it covered, and it seemed like fun all day long. And really, all that bouncing, that's a chance to get you a workout, too. Just be careful if you eat first. You'll be jumping around after all that food. Might get a little sick. If you're young, you don't have to worry about it, but if you're old like me, sometimes your stomach can't take all that stuff. I don't even ride roller coasters anymore. I tried to ride last time I was at, I want to say I was at Busch. Yeah, we was at Busch Gardens, and I used to ride all the rides all day long. But I went on there with my daughter and my niece and nephew, and we jumped on the ride, and man, it was a whole different experience. I was just holding on like, man, I cannot wait till this over, but I'm going to sit here and smile like I'm having a blast with them. And then when we got finished, there was no line. It was like, guess what, Uncle Ike? There's no line. We get to get right back in line and go up again. And I was like, no, hold on, folks. We can't just be having everybody holding the bags over and over. I got to go see if they've done holding the bags, because they might want to switch out and get on the ride and let me hold the bag. So I was like, I got to be fair all around. In all actuality, I didn't want to get back on it. So I went in. But technology didn't let me get far. They said, no, we just call. I know Granny don't ride rides anyway. They called, and they were like, not just no, but heck no, we don't want to get on that. You are good to ride it again yourself. And I was on the spot. They were like, yay. And I was like, no, and got right back on it again. And oh, man, it almost put me out for the rest of the day. I was like, it's time for me to eat. I want to be eating and riding. I'm eating. I know y'all ain't hungry. We just ate. Well, I just need something in my stomach. And that was it for the rest of the day for me and roller coaster rides. I haven't been on one since. Especially because the first one we went on, I think it was called a cheetah. Usually you get like a warm-up period when you're on a roller coaster, where you're sitting there and it's like going up and you can hear it like counting and going up, and then all of a sudden, boom, you drop. You know you got a warning that it's coming. I got on something called a cheetah, and all I heard was, wow! And next thing you know, we took off. I think we were within 3 seconds. I forgot how many miles an hour it gets up to, but I couldn't even hold my head up the whole ride. And it took a picture of it. My daughter wanted it. So now that picture's surfacing somewhere around here with me. Can't hold my head up and holding on for dear life on that ride. So the ride, I still, you know, got an itch to jump out of a plane every now and then because I like doing that so much, but I think I'm done with the roller coasters, folks. Anyway, I digress. Let's get back on track. And next thing we're going to be talking about is Saturday. And on Saturday we have Rides by the River with Amateur Works. Now this, I'll probably be at this. It's a car show featuring exotic and vintage cars alongside with coffee and donuts, and that's from 8 to 11 a.m. I love old cars, folks. I actually have me a 1968 Impala myself. I had it since 2004. I don't know what it is about those old cars. I love them. So I'll probably be at that for sure. But it's seems like it's going to be a nice event. Seems a little short, 2 hours, but because of where it's at, I could see them probably not having a lot of time to be there, because it'll probably take them a long time to set up and a long time to shut down. So that's probably the block that they got for everybody else. And I'm just speculating why it's so short, but that just seemed like a logical reason to me. But I will definitely be out there to see, check out what Tampa has to offer. And maybe by the next time they have one, I could have mine ready. But I got to get it cleaned up first. I got it in storage. I haven't rode it a while. It's ironic that this came up, because on my social media page, I actually just made a video saying it's about time to get it back on the road, and I made a little video for that. If you want to check it out, you can find me on TikTok by just typing in Big, B-I-G, Sarge, S-A-R-G-E, or if you want the actual URL, just put at Good Vibes and Energy, but don't put a Y on the end. It ran out of room. And then on YouTube, it's at Big Sarge _ 1979. Oh, yeah, I'm old, folks, 45. So that's on YouTube if you want to check it out on there. Okay, also on Saturday we have the Conservation Connections at the Tampa Zoo. And that's going to be from 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., where you can learn about wildlife conservation through interactive activities and games. So it sounds like a good time. I always like the zoo anyway, but adding activities and games would be fun, especially, I don't know if this one's doing it, but others, I've seen them get animals involved. Like in Busch Gardens, they had birds flying through and taking food out of their hand in the audience and everything else. So and like turtles doing tricks and stuff. Like, animals amazing. I'm definitely an animal person, but dog person for sure. You know, I just love dogs. The way they are, they just not mean dogs, but like some that really nice dogs. They always like put me in the best mood no matter what. Especially mine. I can come home, it doesn't matter what happens. She just waiting like she never seen me in like years. And she just in there like, hey. Now I do have to hurry up and take her out the potty, but after she gets done, she got more love to give. So it made me fall in love with dogs. I did babysit a cat for a year. I will say cats are a lot less maintenance. You can actually leave for the weekend and the cat's good. You leave for the weekend with a dog, you're going to have a mess to clean up when you get home. They're going to be wondering where you was at and might even have an attitude with you. But most likely not. But the cat, you can just leave it there. But they don't really show as much affection. And I learned that a cat has a rough tongue. I don't know what's going on with that. Got licked by the cat. And I'm like, what is going on? Why is it so rough? And I found out that all cats have tongues like that. So I was like, okay, well, you learn something new every day. And now on Saturday, also have Taste of Latino Food Fest. That's Taste of Latino Food Fest. And that's from 12 to 6 p.m., celebrate Latino culture with food, live music, and the Empanada Smackdown in Ybor City. You know what? I might have to get that. Mean that's going to be the best in the city, so I might have to go out there and taste some of that Empanada Smackdown because I like them already. But if it's the best of the best, I go out there and see what they're working with. All right, now moving on. And that's on Sunday, folks. That's Sunday from 12 to 6 in Ybor City. Okay, also on Sunday, there's going to be the Market of Water Street, Tampa. That's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Browse local vendors offering handmade and eco-friendly goods while enjoying family-friendly activities. So that's out there. It's called the Market at the Water Street, Tampa. That's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And also on Sunday, you have the Sunday Market in the Park at England Brothers Park. That's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Shop fresh produce, crafts, and more at this open-air market. All right, so that sounds like a good time, and that's your events that's coming up. And you might want to check them out if you want to get out of the house. It'll probably feel good to get out, you know, after everything that's been going on, you know, like getting out of the house would be good because, you know, Tampa, we've definitely been beat up the last couple of weeks, and then the election, getting over that, you know. And now, not saying, like, the election went bad. I don't really do either or. I'm talking about like the way people interact. That's what I'm talking about. So it's going to feel good to get out and do something, you know, do something fun and everything else. Cause I love unity and I love community. All right. So that's going to wrap it up for today's events coming up in Tampa this weekend and the show. Whether you're looking for festival vibes at the Windham Wharf, unique shopping at the local markets, or live music and shows, there's something for everyone. Don't forget to tag us in your adventures on social media. We love to see what you're up to. Have a good weekend, folks. It is Big Star signing off.
shooting and you're staying alive, staying alive. Staying alive, staying alive.
soft touch of light shine. A little cold, stepping in it for love. Another door is closed. Moving through the light and from the dark, now it's cool. When I'm reaching to the sky, just spread it out and let it go. Never do a thing because somebody says it's true.
Thank you. You're tuned into Hawk Radio, Hillsborough Community College, Tampa.
It's a blast!
Now, here comes the music.
Your little problems and light this candle.
He's right.
Let's light this candle.
He surely is. Light the candle.
Yes. Resume the countdown.
HCC's Hawk Radio. At 1 minute past 3 o'clock here in the Eastern Time Zone, it's happy hour. Happier hour. Because if it's Friday afternoon,